Geshe-la says, only mental peace that develops from wisdom is happiness. The mental peace that develops from worldly enjoyment is not real happiness, but changing suffering. So the peace that comes from applying this effort to remember emptiness in the meditation session, in the meditation break, this is the reward, the most extraordinary reward for our effort. Because only mental peace that develops from wisdom is real happiness. Whatever peace we experience from worldly enjoyment, a reduction of our aggravation in our mind coming from our attachment, isn't real happiness but changing suffering. So this is encouragement for us to practice this beautiful instruction. So Geshe-la also says, all phenomena are like dreams. And Geshe-la mentions this also in this section in practice in emptiness in our daily activities. Think that all phenomena are like dreams. So again, perhaps during this festival, you just think, for the next hour, I'm going to think all phenomena are like dreams. What does that mean? It means all the phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist like dream things. Some of the things we see in our dreams are beautiful, some are ugly, but they are all mere appearances to our dreaming mind. They do not exist from their own side. They are empty of inherent existence. It is the same with the objects we perceive when we are awake. All appearances in my dreams teach me that all appearances when awake do not exist. Thus for me, all these dream appearances are the supreme instruction of my guru. So when we're awake, they're like dream things. And you know, when you wake up from a vivid dream, use these experiences. They're so helpful. When you wake up from a vivid dream in which you've been deeply involved, and you even wake up with the feeling of fear, the feeling of joy, whatever it was you were dreaming about, and then you wake up all gone. It's not really there. They're just mere appearances to the dreaming mind. Buddha says it's the same with the things we're perceiving now. They're mere appearance to our waking mind. They don't exist there. They're mere appearance to our waking mind. Then, all phenomena are like a mirage. You can think about this yourself. I'd like to also include a teaching I received directly from Venerable Geshe-la when we were talking one day, and he said, like reflections of a moon in a clear lake. So we know from our offering to the spiritual guide, request prayer, request Lam Rim prayer. We say, outer and inner phenomena are like illusions, like dreams, and like reflections of the moon in a clear lake. For although they appear, they do not truly exist. Realizing this, I seek your blessings to complete the illusion-like concentration. And then Geshe-la gave a little commentary, which again, I find so helpful. So we can think, all phenomena are like reflections. All phenomena are like reflections. For example, reflections of a moon in a clear lake. For although they appear, they do not truly exist. So then Geshe-la said, this instruction is how to practice illusion-like subsequent attainment. All phenomena are illusory. We see a reflection of a moon in the lake. This is the best bit. We know there is no moon there. So we see a moon in the lake, but we know there is no moon there. But the reflection of the moon exists. We see it. It exists and functions. So there's no moon there, but the reflection of the moon exists and functions. It is the same with the reflection of our face in the mirror. So if you get the opportunity, maybe many times a day, to look at your face in the mirror, you can be practicing emptiness in your daily activities. Don't waste any opportunities. Use everything. Use every experience to remind us of the true nature of things. We know there is no face there, so we see a face. We know there's no face there, but the reflection of the face, the reflection of the face exists and functions. We use that reflection to do things like brush our teeth or brush our hair. I'm just laughing because I don't have any hair to brush. So it is the same with all things. So we understand those two examples. What we don't understand is how that applies to all phenomena. So we need to take what we understand and through inference apply it to the things we normally see. It is the same with all things. They are like reflections of a moon in a clear lake. So what does that mean? They do not exist there. They do not exist there. They're not there. They do not exist there, separately in and of themselves, the way they appear to. But they do exist as mere name, and they do function. So this teaching is teaching us the middle way, Uma, the middle way between nothingness and grasping at inherent existence. Middle way. They do not exist there, but they do exist and function. Mere name. Mere appearance. We need this middle way between existence and non-existence. And then Geshe-la said, it's quite simple in reality. So instead of thinking, I'm not clever enough to understand all these things, through these very skillful teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni and through the emanation, Buddha's emanation, our root guru. Here, Geshe-la say, it's quite simple. It's quite simple in reality. And he concluded by saying, we need to do scientific research. We need to do scientific research. So what does that mean? It means we need to test it. We need to try it out. We need to test the method. We need to practice the method and see what happens. That's science. You try a method out and you see what happens. So it's encouragement to practice. When Geshe-la says we need to do scientific research, it means we need to try the methods, practice the methods and see what happens. We will discover for ourselves that they work to draw us closer and closer and closer. Initially, we'll just have a feeling. Oh, I get it. It's like the reflection of a moon in a clear lake. So use your own examples. I have a wonderful example I use a lot. You know, I have the great good fortune as the current serving GSD. I have the great good fortune to be able to meditate in Geshe-la's meditation room in his bedroom, which is kept private. And I can study and meditate in there. This such an honor and such good fortune. And on his shrine, there's a beautiful light that has many little lights. And in the dark, because there's a huge window, those of you who know his window, many people know Geshe-la's window at the Mother Center. It's a huge window. And when it's dark and the lights are on, out through the window, and it's many feet up, let's just say 20, 30 feet up from the ground, is this room and this window. I can see lights out there appearing because they're a reflection of the lights on the shrine. They're out there. And sometimes I just sit and look at that reflection and I think it's not there. There are no lights there. There are no lights there. They're not plugged in. They're not there. Like if I put my hand out the window, I can't bring in that lamp, those lights. But they exist and function. The reflection exists and functions. I can see it. I can send you a photograph. It exists and functions. So this is teaching us the middle way between the two extremes. And as you know, Venerable Geshe-la teaches us. He said in Vajrapani teaching some years ago, this is the real reason you have met Geshe Kelsang. He's teaching us from our heart the most precious middle way, according to Buddha's intention, according to Nagarjuna's intention. So, how precious is our spiritual guide giving us this wonderful teaching.